to another top story. A Palestinian man has been killed during an Israeli raid on the Qalandia refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces frequently attack refugee camps to carry out arrests or other operations. To get more on this particular story, let's cross over to our correspondent, Mona Kandil, in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah. Mona, over to you. Well, it seems we have a little difficulty having Mona. I'm going to ask her again to join us and give us an update on this latest incident in the occupied West Bank. Mona, over to you.
Israeli forces raided Qalandia refugee camp and Qalandia village to the south of occupied Ramallah in order, according to the military, to conduct more arrests among the Palestinians, as it usually does here in the occupied West Bank. Clashes erupted between Israeli forces and Palestinian youths who tried to prevent this military raid to Qalandia refugee camp. The Palestinian Ministry of Health revealed that one Palestinian, 23-year-old Mohammed Ridwan from Qalandia refugee camp, was shot dead by Israeli forces. During the clashes, they opened fire at the Palestinians. They left him bleeding for almost 1 hour, and then they took the body of Mohammed Ridwan with them. However, after let's say an hour later, the Israeli military returned back the body to the Palestinian ambulance to declare that he was shot dead. Three more Palestinians were also wounded during this military raid. One of them, according to Palestinian paramedics, is in serious condition. This comes where the Israeli forces also detained at least a dozen of Palestinians across the occupied West Bank. Three of them were detained during the military raid to Qalandia refugee camp. The Israelis claim that those who were detained were wanted for security reasons. However, according to experts here in the occupied West Bank, when Israel wants to control the Palestinians more in order to tighten the grip on the occupied West Bank, they conduct more arrests among the Palestinians from all walks of life, however, concentrating on Palestinian activists and teenagers as well.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Mona Kandil, our correspondent in Ramallah, with that update via Skype.